welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. You know, as I say that, I thought, I better get back and listen to our intro. I just have that copied. I may need to update our intro.
Why?
I don't know. Every once in a while, you just need to update
things. Oh, yes, you do.
Refresh things.
Yes.
I have a whole list of tasks that I intend to do once I'm fully retired. And I'm hoping I have time to do those while I'm supervising you.
Oh, well,
and updating the band.
Oh, that'll be so easy.
Oh, boy.
You just stay up here, write your book, and know that I will be perfectly fine.
Okay, so everyone listening to this podcast needs to be sure and monitor our social media and look at the things that she considers as fine.
Well, I've had, I don't know how many people have been giving me advice this week. I have so many people looking out for me, and thank you for all the care and concern for my well-being.
Help me out here, people. I need some support in making sure that she continues to be connected to all of her fingers and toes and hair and eyebrows.
Well, I can't say that this week I have a huge brush pile that I need to cut up, because one of the tasks that we're working toward is invasives.
Oh, we have invasives.
And we have tons. I mean, it's embarrassing, especially as a master gardener. It's totally embarrassing. Yes, I know we have honeysuckle and autumn olive and the multiflora rose. I know we have that stuff, but that just couldn't be a priority while we're trying to work in the margins.
That's true. We are still trying to work in the margins and get all of our things done that we want to do while still working.
Yeah, and I am technically still on the payroll at Eastern for right now until the end of August. And I don't have classes this summer, but I do have some paperwork and some stuff I need to finish up at Eastern. So, and volunteered to take care of part of the idea garden at the hospital that the master gardeners are in charge of. So, you know, I'm excited about doing those kinds of things. But again, you know, we have really full, busy schedules. And, you know, so invasives have not been something we've worked in easily.
That's true. And we are planning to tackle those. We did get a few out of
the
front.
Yeah. So I have a huge, awesome brush pile right now that is drying out nicely.
It scares me.
Yeah,
it worries
me. I had two trailer loads, which was very, very cool. I had to wait until Julia was barely pulling out of the driveway, and I went and hitched up the trailer. It was so fun.
Oh, yeah. So fun.
But I didn't burn them.
That's true.
But
you have not
I guess
burned
getting
them.
Back to the point of burning, I can't say that I might not singe a little bit of hair.
Okay. Well, I guess that grows back.
Yeah.
Unlike fingers and toes.
Right. Yeah. I will keep those.
Okay. That's a good plan. And I will say that I, of my own accord, practiced safety when we were taking out the invasives.
Oh, yeah.
And you had gone to a meeting and I did not start the chainsaw or do any of that until you were back home. And that was just of my own accord.
Oh, you're such a Pollyanna.
I practice safety.
Okay. I try to.
I had on full safety gear.
I know.
And I was trying to set a good example.
You set a very good example.
You just don't follow it.
Not always.
Okay.
tell us a little bit about your garden, because that really has been your priority.
Yeah.
And another reason why some of these other things have had to wait.
Right. Food comes first because, absolutely, you know, we're foodies and kind of piggish sometimes. And we love food. I love to grow it. You love to prepare it.
Yes.
And so food is a priority. And, you know, of course, we're also selling at the market. And so that always is first. And we've, you know, we've talked about, we've had a lot of rain and it's been kind of difficult to work the gardens this year, but I've been doing it a little, you know, and again, in between rain showers and when it's not too muddy, getting crops in. And we have lots of different things in. And we've been harvesting. We've had fresh produce between us and our friend Martha, who's a grower and grows beautiful specialty crops for us. And so every week at the market from the very first week of May, we have had fresh produce. So people, you know, we have a lot of people that are coming to market. Even yesterday, it was June 1st. We had people coming to the market and saying, oh, there's no produce yet in Illinois. There's produce in Illinois.
There is.
And we've had kale and spinach and lettuce and Swiss chard. We've had all kinds of garlic scapes. We've had all kinds of beautiful produce.
Yes. And we are trying to be very focused on eating what's in season.
Yes. And, you know, when, like right now, we're putting on garlic scapes, and Julia just posted an article about what to do with those.
Yes, if you want to know what those are and what to do, I'll put a link in the show notes to that blog post.
And that's one of the things that we try to do, is not only grow the food, introduce some. When we first brought garlic scapes to the market, I think a lot of people were kind of like, what in the world? Because they do look kind of weird. They're curly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just the top you pull off the garlic and to create a larger bulb.
But they're so tasty.
They're delicious. And we discovered them. You knew about them. When we first bought this property, we had a lot of garlic that was just, I mean, not what, this was not really wild garlic. It was some that came from my aunt. But it doesn't, you know, it's not, it's a perennial garlic. And so those put up scapes. So you knew about scapes somehow.
I don't know how. I guess I just researched them somehow.
So we've been eating them for a long time. And we, you know, anytime we go anywhere, we go to a farmer's market, big cities, you know, anywhere, because we love it.
Yes.
We love the atmosphere, and we always end up around food somewhere.
Somehow.
I know. I don't know how that happens. But a lot of the larger markets sell garlic scapes. So we introduced those a few years ago at the market, and
they took off.
They did take off. And we've had people ask a couple of weeks ago, when are you going to have garlic scapes? And I tell you, as a grower and as foodies and as educators, that is so exciting.
It is. That really makes us happy.
It does. Yeah. When they're asking for things that at first they were a little bit nervous about, but now they realize what a treat that is. And it's a limited.
It is. There's a very short window of time where those are available. Now, garlic scapes, eventually it will turn into a head,
yeah,
which is the flower of the plant. And there's a certain stage where it has these they look like little teeny tiny garlic bits.
They do.
And they're called bulbils, I think is the correct pronunciation. And those are also very delicious.
They're delicious.
And you pop those off individually, and anything you put them in, then you kind of get this just tiny little burst of garlic flavor when you bite into one of those.
Yeah, they're a little bit lighter.
They are. And so that'll be kind of the next stage that we'll at least use here at home. I don't know if we'll have enough of those for market or not.
Yeah, we may not take those to market, but we'll sure eat them. We might.
Absolutely. We'll see how many are produced this year.
Yeah, because we've also been using, we started with green garlic.
Yes.
So, you know, thinning out the garlic, and that's a lovely product too.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've been eating that and selling that at the market, and people have been asking for that, because this was the first year we tried green garlic at the market, And after the first week, we've had people pre-ordering it.
Yes.
So that just makes me very happy.
Absolutely.
So we will have the green garlic. We will have the, we're doing scapes and green garlic right now. Next will be the bulbules. I don't know how to say it. I'm a hick.
Yeah, it's kind of a hard, it's,
it has an ILS, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So bulbules. Whatever. Yeah, bulbules. Whatever they are. But they're really good.
They
trust,
are tasty.
Trust
can't
us
say
on
it,
that.
But they're tasty.
Yeah, we can't say it, but I can't say it. But probably at the end of the month, the garlic will be ready. It's
right.
Starting to brown a little bit. The ones that have put off scapes, they haven't all done that yet. But so then we'll have garlic. So you get all these four different tastes
yes.
out of one plant.
That's cool.
That is super duper duper cool. So,
a lot of dupers.
So, yeah, that's a lot of dupers. So, there is food right now. So, if you're sitting and waiting for the farmer's market in Illinois until you have food, there is local food available
right now.
Come out now.
Absolutely.
Because there are beautiful things that will not last very much longer. I mean, we won't have scapes, but maybe one or two more weeks.
Well, and the lettuces, cool season, the radishes,
hot.
Those kinds of cool season crops. We're transitioning now into the next crops,
yep.
which would be what?
Well, the next, what I have coming on right now are peas, snow peas.
Mm.
So probably have some snow peas this week at market. Now, we still have some lettuce, and I've covered one bed of spinach, and we have a few radishes. This will probably be the last week of radishes. We've had beautiful radishes this year. The year before, they were awful. This year, they've been beautiful. And then we do have tomatoes and peppers coming on. We've got green bean plants that are starting to bloom. And so we're transitioning over to other crops. So it'll be corn and peas and beans and tomatoes and peppers and beets and all kinds
Yum.
Of cool stuff.
I love this time of year and all this fresh food. We also have some herbs.
Yeah, we have a lot of different herbs.
I've been using a lot in the kitchen, and you can expect to see some of those in the market.
Yep.
And if you don't know what to do with some of those herbs, just stop one of us and we'll help you figure
Probably
out.
Probably not me. I will look at Betty Crocker over here.
Hey! But absolutely, love to talk about food, as you can tell, and we can give you some ideas about those things that we do and the things that we eat.
And if you can tell, we love to talk. You asked me about plants, plan on being at the market for a while. You asked Julia about preparing food, plan on being at the market
Absolutely.
For a while. It's an experience.
And the 18th Street Farmers Market is just such an incredible atmosphere mm-hmm. on Saturday mornings. I love being there. I love the relationships with the vendors, the things that we share, the customers who become regulars, the new people that we're meeting.
Mm-hmm.
There's music, there's tables that you can sit down and eat your scone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I look forward to it.
I do
really
too.
Do.
Yeah, it's a work for us each
sure.
week, but it doesn't seem like work. It's fun.
It absolutely
so, and
is.
And then the payoff is to be able to be at the market in such a wonderful atmosphere.
Incredible. So I think we have an announcement to make. We had a contest to name one of our beehives, and we have a winner.
Yes, we do.
And we appreciate all of you who submitted a name, a suggestion. But
we had some really good names.
We did. And the one that struck us was one of our, I'm going to say regular customers.
Uh-huh.
And she identified a pattern in the names that I had not realized.
I didn't see it either, but after she pointed it out, it's like, yeah,
yes,
I see it.
Yes, of course. And she went with that theme, but also in that theme captured something that we're all about.
Cats.
Cats. Now, how do cats and bees go together and our beehives?
I don't know, but we're so random. I just
Well, there's
kinda,
that, yes.
But this kind of ties it together, maybe so?
It does. So, congratulations to Alyssa for naming our third beehive cat's eye.
Cat's eye. Isn't that cool? It's like a stone.
It is a precious gem.
It is.
And she even sent a picture along.
Yeah, that's...
So we have the Golden Girls, Ruby, and cat's eye.
How cool.
It's super cool. Cowbell.
I think we need some cowbell for that.
Thank you, Alyssa. We have your prize sitting out. And as soon as we connect with you, you will be the proud owner of a market bag.
Yeah, it's so cool, too.
It is. It is a beautiful bag that you can take to the market and shop all the vendors at the 18th Street Farmers Market.
That's right. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at 5felinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more 5 Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at 5felinefarm.com. Until next time.